Hello and welcome back to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha. This year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Sometimes talking 5 minutes, sometimes talking 10 minutes and 15, sometimes just talking a little bit about the Parsha of the week. So we're almost at the end of Devarim. We're talking that Moshe is on the last day of his life. And the Pasuk says right in the beginning of the Parsha, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe goes out. Where is Moshe going? Why is he going anywhere? And why does the Parsha start in such a way? So the commentators point out, and we saw this, I believe, in the Or HaChaim, on this Parsha, that Moshe himself had spoken to the Jewish people. All the Jewish people had gathered around Moshe. He was talking to them. It was the end of his life, the last few weeks of his life, I believe the last 36 days of his life. And then he was going through the Torah, the events, and then talking about the future. And then they take leave of him. But Moshe himself goes to the Jewish people, goes out to their different tents, goes out to the different people, and he goes to them, takes leave of them, kind of like a friend that's going to go on a journey. He goes to visit his friend before he leaves for the journey, making sure that the friend sees him go, making sure the friend sees him stop by, and the friend interacts with him. So Moshe went, and he wanted to kivyachol say goodbye to his beloved Jewish people. So he went to each tent, he went to each person in the Jewish people, from the Levite camp to the Israelite camp, trying to bid them farewell, wishing them luck, and of course saying actual goodbye. And that's really a lesson for all of us. We ourselves should really take the initiative. We should take the first step, take the ability to be the first ones to be implementing something, to be involved in something. Don't wait for other people to come to you. Make sure you go to them. Make sure you're the one that takes that step. Make sure you're a person that goes, that does the vayelach, that walks along the path, that walks along the other people, and make sure to be involved in other people, to make sure to be participating with other people. Think about the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who was very close to my wife's grandfather's family. He lost a lot in the war. He lost a lot. He lost family and so much more. And after the war, he found a way to rebuild. He went to Israel. I believe he married again and had more children again, I believe. And he had a vision. He went. He was Vayelach. He went and he had a vision. He wanted there to be a hospital, a real hospital. And he established one in Netanya and established a thriving community as well, I believe, set up a shul. And he went. That's a real inspiration. He went and he made sure to go above and beyond to do what he can. He could have easily said, I had a very difficult life. I lost so much. The war was horrible, atrocious, horrific. But no, he went and he made sure to take that initiative, to take that ability to go above and beyond and to go out in our own lives on a small level. What can we do to go out, to be vayelach, to go out, to go amongst the people, to talk amongst the people? I love seeing when a rabbi goes around the shul and he wishes good shabbos to everyone. There's actually different rabbis that do this, but I saw this in my own eyes in one of the shuls in our community in an early meeting I used to go to pre-COVID indoors, and he would literally go and shake every person's hand in the whole shul, literally going out and about to talk to each person, to be involved in each person, to interact with each person, and to talk to each person. Lehavdil kaviyachal, on some small level, he went to talk to the people, he went amongst the people, he went amongst all the people in the crowd to wish them a good Shabbos and to talk to them. It's nice when you go out and about and you talk to people, you interact with people, you be involved with people. What can you do to be a vayelach, to learn from Moshe when he went out to talk to the people? Even after he already gave them his farewell address, kaviyachal, he went and he talked to the people. Lehavdil a bride and groom, when they go around the wedding and they say hi to people and thank them for coming, it's also a way to be vayelach, to go out and about and to talk to the people, to interact with people, to be involved with people. It's a wonderful thing that they do, and I think that's very nice when the bride and groom do that. And if someone's involved in a ceremony or parents at a bris, parents at a vachnach, or parents at a simchat bat, or parents or people hosting a kiddush or people hosting a pidyon haben, all different things. What can you do to vayelach, to go to the guests, to thank them for coming, to thank them for being involved? And if you're hosting an event, you're hosting a fundraiser, you're hosting a thing, you go out and you talk to each person, you be involved in each person. We had a welcome event for our shul a couple of weeks ago, and there were a couple of families involved. To go to each family, to talk to them, thank them for coming, to introduce yourself, to talk to them, to be involved with them. That's a little bit of a yelach. There's a new neighbor moving in down the block from us in our community. I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to be involved with him, so I got his number. And I went out of my way, Dafka, to call him and talk to him for an hour. Welcome him into the block. Welcome him to the community. Welcome him around us. We have to do what we can to be involved, to be a vayelach, to go out and about, be among the people, talk among the people, interact among the people. What can you do to be a vayelach, to go out and about, to be involved in the people in your life? This has been the TTP Tonic Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep.